Hey, how y'all doing? Welcome to another episode of the Acoustic Lounge. My name is Chris Cook, and my guest today is Robert Mills and his band, The Hailers. Now, it's October 1st, 2013. The U.S. government is shut down, but good rock and roll doesn't. And if you like good rock and roll, The Hailers are your band. These guys are fearless. They love to improvise. They love to see where the song takes them. And they're a lot of fun. So sit back and enjoy The Hailers.
Do this one. That's a typical banter. Now, don't do that one. Do this one. Oh,
right. There you go. You've been hailed.
I don't know what you need to say about this. This is like, that's the logo, right? Got that? Am I holding it still enough?
Hang on, I'm zooming in.
Zoom in on that.
Now this is the new, it looks like a DVD. Is it a DVD or a CD?
Well, it's in an unbreakable box. Okay. See, all you folks at home that have had one of those CDs, you drop it and then it falls apart. Well, this one is unbreakable. We've even run the car over it as a test, right? So we figured now we can mail them to you and you get them in one piece instead of like having the plastic that just falls apart. So it's a new thing, you know, we're very innovative at Hailers.com, coming up with new ideas. And we figured, you know, the bigger box, you wouldn't mind paying a little bit extra because, you know, getting more plastic for the money. So.
I like it.
And at some point, there's going to be two. There's going to be a DVD on this side and a CD on this side. So we do have the double ones already, and we've been experimenting with them. And, you know, and we do have the little ones, a proper CD size, still in the unbreakable box, which we found, you know. So this is going to be the new thing. There you go. You can find that on thehailers.com. Right, along with two or three other albums that we've done.
Thank you.
true.
When you sit down to write a song, talk about your process a little bit.
Okay. Well, the best process is no process, right? And the best way to write it is not to even critique yourself, because otherwise you'll stop on the first line. So I kind of just get a little bit of an idea for a tune, you know, that I kind of hum to myself. And then I'll usually find where that lives on the guitar, right? And then going from like humming a little bit of a tune, figuring out, oh, these chords kind of support it, then I'll try and find a lyric that'll fit with what I'm humming, right? I won't push it, I'll sing gobbledygook at first, you know. That was in my way, I'll go my day. So I heard the word day in there, so that'd give me one word. I have to fill in the rest, you know. But basically then I would find a groove for that. You know, usually when you have an idea, there's a place it lives, a tempo, right? So I'd find like, okay, you know, there's where it's living for me, right? Right? So there's my idea for the song and the groove. Then I'll find out the chord that'll fit with that. And then maybe I'll find a second part, okay? And I'll put the two together, so I've got like a verse and a chorus, a verse and a chorus. And then sometimes I get really creative and, you know, do a middle eight section, right? Get the rough idea down, because you can always perfect it in the studio. So like if I find something that I really like, then I go in the studio, I put the drum track down, bass track down, put a guitar, I'll sing it, you know, in my bestest voice. Sometimes that doesn't come out, you know, very good at all, because you're trying to do it. You have to go away again and listen to it and go, oh, you know, it's not really, and you have another go. Like Leonard Cohen said, you know, you do the best you can on the day. Here we go, yeah.
Run your hide and skip your fight.
plans to go out on the road anytime soon?
Yeah, we have plans. We've just got the band like on kind of, what do you call it? Standby. You know, just finished doing the album, getting back into reproducing the album live. And you know yourself, after being in the studio for a while, you get in the studio mode and then you've got to kind of get back into the live mode. So
yeah, definitely two different animals there.
Two different animals, yeah. If you do it well, you get into the one, you kind of then have to get back into the live thing. So we just did a pretty good show at CAP right here just last weekend. And we'll do a couple more. You know, up in Lancaster is a good place to play. Bex.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
We like that one.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a couple of nice ones up in Santa Ynez, Roadhouse. It's a fun place to play. So we're going to do those, and then, you know, hopefully we'll branch out, go out of town, fire up the motorhome. That's how we like to roll. I like to park outside the gig, do the gig, and then go out and have a cup of tea and just wind down in my own little space, you know.
Okay, now is that getting back to your roots there?
Yeah.
The cup
exactly.
of tea?
Yeah, exactly. Cup of black tea, very British of me.
Okay. Hey, that's a great segue to talk about your history. Talk a little bit about where you're from and some of your influences and how you came to be at this place right here, right now.
Wow, that's a long story. In short, I'm from Galles, Wales. Cardiff is the capital of Wales. And Wales produced all the kings of England, by the way. That's why they have to call the Prince of Wales the Prince of Wales. Yeah, interesting.
Not only music today, but some history.
A little bit of history thrown in with it, you know. I actually studied at the Castle School of Music, which later became the Welsh Royal Opera School of Drama in Wales, right? Welsh School of Drama. Yeah, it's a bit of a mouthful. And I started out playing. Went on tour in London in like 1974 with George Melly and the Feet Warmers and a band called Messiah. And then we branched out over into Europe, played some shows in Holland. I really like Holland. Great shows there. Germany as well. And Italy. And then I made a group. They were called National Anthem. We came out to the States in 1984. Played all the clubs, Madam Wong's West, Madam Wong's East, Lingerie, the Whiskey, the Central, which used to be the London Fog. Everywhere, the Music Machine, every club you can imagine that a lot of them are not here anymore. Anyway, went down to, this is the next band was here in Arizona. We played down in Cabo San Lucas, which is Sammy Hagar's club, Cabo Wabo. That's a nice gig. I recommend that one too. Long drive, but well worth it.
If you were stranded on a desert island and you could only bring one album with you.
Oh, I thought he was going to say one girl.
Well, that's a whole other show.
Okay.
What album would you bring with you if you could only pick one?
If I could only pick one album, it would be Machine Head. I love that album. As a kid, that was the pinnacle of Deep Purple. I loved every song. I mean, I liked albums that you could play right from beginning to end and not want to skip a track. And that album for me was like the dog's bollocks. I mean, I wore it out, right? And I went and bought it again. And so I have a good copy of that. And then they came out with Made in Japan, right? But Ritchie Blackmore back in the day was one of my favorite guitar players. He was very innovative, all that stuff with the whammy bar and, you know, cool. So that would be it. All right.
What are you calling this?
Early in the morning, I'm out wide awake in bed. We go away.
That was great.
That's it, man.
That's all
rocking,
got.
Rocking the shed. Right about now, the police arrive. We all get tracked off.